All right, this is part two of the Rosetta Stone of Frequency. If you haven't seen part one, you might want to watch that first. So in the first part, we went through the first four lenses, or four families of frequencies. So now we're going to jump into lens five. Lens five, the zodiacal 12. 12 is the architecture of the cosmos. It is the outer will, 12 zodiac signs, 12 tribes, 12 apostles, 12 cranial nerves. 12 is the way archetypes structure existence. Why? Because 12 is the map of embodiment. Aries begins with the head, Pisces ends with the feet. Every part of the body is marked by a sign. Every stage of human story is framed by one of the 12 archetypes of the zodiac, right? It is the great clock of the sky, cycling us through experience after experience. So what does 12 mean as a frequency? It is the harmonic of the will, not 12 isolated sounds, but the vibrational architecture that organizes all possible archetypes into a full cycle of being. Lens 6, the 22, the language path. Here we move into language itself. 22 Hebrew letters, 22 Tarot major arcana, 22 Kabbalistic paths. This is where sound crystallizes into word, where vibration becomes thought and thought becomes map. Why does 22 matter? Because it encodes how we perceive. Language doesn't just describe reality, it shapes it. The cranial nerves of your brain, 22 major branches, govern speech, hearing, sight. The ancients understood this. Vibration in the throat and skull literally sculpts how the world appears. So what does 22 mean as a frequency? It's not 22 tones on a piano. It's the resonance of perception itself. 22 is the archetypal set of vibrations that give rise to language, symbol, and path, the structure by which consciousness translates reality. That's why my language video that probably most of you found me on was such a big deal. Think about what I said. The structure by which consciousness translates reality. Lens 7, the 64, genetic I Ching. Here we go microscopic. 64 codons in DNA, 64 hexagrams in the I Ching. Suddenly the same harmonic principle as coding life itself. Why 64? Because it is the fractal matrix of embodiment, the genetic alphabet, the bridge between vibration and biology. The ancients encoded it into divination, the I Ching, knowing it was not random, but the very lattice of reality. So what does 64 mean as a frequency? It is the vibrational code of life, not 64 different sounds you can play, but the harmonic matrix that uses that energy uses to crystallize into genetic form. Then we come to the last, lens 8. The 144, the 432, and 144,000, the cosmic harmonic. Finally, the macro lens. 432 hertz is the heartbeat of Earth. 144,000 are the sealed in revelation. The number 144 is baked into processional cycles, galactic rhythms, even the temple dimensions. Why does this matter? Because it is the breath of the cosmos. If 3 is the spark and 5 the spiral, 144 is the great inhale and exhale of stars. It sets the rhythm of ages, the timing of civilizations, the pulse of galaxies. So what does 144 mean as a frequency? It's not just a number. It is a cosmic harmonic, a master resonance that organizes epochs, civilizations, and even galactic timing into coherence with source. putting it all together. So what do we see when we zoom out? We see that reality is not random. It is harmonic law expressed at different octaves. The triune gives us balance. The pentad gives us growth. The seven gives us embodiment. The nine gives us return. The 12 gives us archetype. The 22 gives us perception. The 64 gives us biology. The 144 gives us cosmic timing. Together they form the Rosetta Stone of frequency. This is how reality is built. This is why traditions across the world obsess over numbers, notes, letters, and cycles. They were not primitive superstitions. They were tuning into the operating system of existence itself. And once you realize this, the question becomes, which octave are you living from? Are you stuck in the low notes of survival, or are you harmonizing with the higher chords of the cosmos? Because whether you know it or not, you are the instrument, you are the song, and your life is the measure being played right now. Hope you have a great night. Namaste.